not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 12th day of March 2012. Welcome to the program. We're glad you're with us tonight, wherever you are, and I do mean that. I hope you all had a great weekend. We did. Had some friends drive down all the way from Michigan to say hi to us. Had a wonderful weekend with this family and friends, and it was beautiful weather. What can you say? It's been gorgeous. I cannot believe it's going to be in the 80s here all this come next week, this week. It's kind of early for that, but I guess you take what you get. But anyway, welcome to broadcast tonight. We're going to bring up a guest in a few minutes to discuss something, and I mentioned briefly last week about a new ABC program entitled Good Christian Bitches. Now, that's what it says. That's what it is. And for folks who are mad because one of my children's in the room, well, I'm sorry. That's the name of the TV program, and we are going to do our best to get this trash off. You know, if we title something Good Muslim Bitches, I do believe that we would probably be in trouble. But this is America. Christians don't mean anything anymore. So don't go away. We're going to talk to Pastor Ted Pike discussing this atrocity, this outright attack on my wife, your daughters, your wives. Folks, that really makes me angry. It really does. If somebody sits in my face, I punch them between the eyes, and I wouldn't think twice about it. Well, you're a Christian. That's exactly right. That's why I stand up and punch between the eyes, you wimp. Anyway, I'm going to start preaching if I don't shut up. We are still offering. I'm going to offer the rest of this week, and this is it, folks. The two free DVDs, 18-minute DVD on the biometrics and Watch Leading to Mark the Beast. It's free, folks. And a 180 movie, a 33-minute movie that's the most powerful movie you're ever going to see. Send them to you for free if you write and ask for them. Or call and ask for them. Oh, we don't care. Just say we want them at 800-777-4403. We want you to have them. We'll give them to you. Ship them to you. We want you. Folks, is that important? If you care about your world, if you care about your country, if you care about your children, we should be giving away tens of thousands of these things, not hundreds. That disgusts me. It really does. Also, we'll send to you if you want a CD and DVD of Julie Kessler singing. If you love beautiful singing, and sometimes, folks, I need that. Get my mind off what's going on in this world. And we offer it to you free also. If you just ask for it, that's all you got to do. And I mean that. We want you to have it. Don't forget Memorial Day weekend. We're coming up on Checkmate Seminar with some fantastic speakers. And if you really want to know what's going on in the spiritual world, my friends, you'll be at this seminar on Memorial Day weekend. I think it's May 27th, 28th, and 29th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You call the toll-free number I just told you, 800-777-4403, to find all the answers you need. Or go to PastorButch.com and check out on there. It's on there also. Look under Checkmate. That's the name of the seminar. You're going to be amazed at what you see and hear at this seminar, I guarantee you, folks. The spiritual world is very active. It's always been active, but I think now more so than probably before in history, at least the evil side of it, we see it multiplying and gaining influence over all parts of society. And the biggest evil I see that I don't hear is the silence of the church. I don't hear anything from the church. Very, very, very little. Hardly even a whimper. And that disgusts me beyond words. And people we offer things to for free won't even write and ask for them. They make copies to give to their families and friends. I don't know what's wrong. We offer, folks. But tonight's program, if you're not angry, if you don't get a pen and paper, I'll write down some phone numbers in a little bit to who to call tomorrow and protest this Good Christian Bitches program. Then please don't bother us anymore with how concerned you are. We will know because we know you're not. It's just that easy. Back at the break. Don't go away. Hey folks, we are back and bring up a guest. It's no stranger to y'all. If you've been out here a very long length time at all, you know who Pastor Ted Pike is. Ted Pike is absolutely one of the greatest warriors out there for the Christian faith and cause that I know of. And I know he's paid a terrible price for it over the years, and I won't get into all the details, but my friends, this cost him a lot to stand for Christ. And it's going to get worse in the future for all of us. And if we don't stand, believe me, my friends, our judgment is going to be more severe than we can ever imagine. Not just here, but in eternity. If you deny Christ before man, he'll deny before his Father. If you don't stand for truth, my friends, you're denying Christ. Is that simple enough? If you're not exposing evil and standing for truth, you are denying Christ. And believe me, payday is coming. Let's get our guest, Ted Pike. Ted, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's good to have you, brother. I wish you was talking about something a little more jolly and happy, but, you know, that's just the way it is. Talking about a show on TV, Good Christian Bitches. I mean, you know, as I said before, I brought you up. If we would have said Good Muslim Bitches, what would have happened?
Well, what if you said Good Jewish Bitches? This program is produced by big Hollywood Jews.
Robert Iger
is the head of Disney, the CEO of Disney, a passionately anti-Christian Jew. We have Jews as the director. We have Jews, I should say homosexual Jews, as the executive producer, homosexual Jew as the director, and so on. Let's not say that this is pro-Muslim. You know, Newt Gingrich came out with a statement, I think it was just last night, that this indicates that the Hollywood is pro-Muslim. No, that's not the whole truth. This is an attack by Jewish supremacist, Jewish media, big media upon Christianity. That's the bottom line.
Well, you know, brother,
It is
what you're saying, and more than we probably know, even it is what you're saying. But it's a situation now where we come to the point in this country that the church has been silenced for whatever reason: ignorance, lack of education, fear. The church has become silenced.
Yeah, one of the reasons the church is silent on this is because we have been taught that it is anti-Semitic. To criticize God's chosen people, and God's chosen people, quote unquote, are in behind this body slam against our Savior Jesus Christ. That they're going after Jesus Christ, and they're saying there is no power, there is no cleansing of virtue and efficacy in the blood of Jesus Christ for Christians, because Christians prove, as the Good Christian Bitches illustrate, that they are bigger hypocrites than anybody else in the world. In fact, the heroine of this series, Amanda, makes no profession of Christianity. She says she'll let her kids decide which faith they want to believe in. But she always comes out again and again and again with greater virtue, greater sincerity, greater responsibility than any of the Christians in the program. So this is basically Jewish big media trashing Christianity right in our faces. In fact, it is very close to the crucifixion of Jesus, in which they're taking Jesus and his church, and they are holding him up to public shame. And where are the Christians? You know, if I had the opportunity, if I lived 2,000 years ago, I'd give everything for the opportunity to be remembered in history as the one person who stood at the foot of the cross of Jesus and didn't flee naked into the night like the disciples did. And that's where we are today. Are we going to stand by and let Jesus be pilloried and trashed and humiliated on the public airwaves for 8 more weeks or not?
Well, you know what, and that's right on. And even beyond that, not as important, but beyond that even, they are absolutely slamming your blessed wife's and one with the Lord, and my wife and our daughters. Anyone who's a lady, is a Christian now, they're calling bitches. That's what they're calling. That's what it's all about. It's mocking the life of a virtuous woman, a Christian. I've been married to one going on 41 years, and she's been a wonderful wife and helped me to me. And it really makes me angry. If they said to my face, and I mean this, I knocked the snot out of them.
Yeah.
And I don't apologize for that, Ted. I don't. I'm not ashamed of that.
The word bitch is not really a swear word in the sense of an attack
on
the character of God. It's a female dog. And what these Jews in Hollywood are doing is saying that millions of evangelical Christian women are female dogs.
That's what they're saying. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And they're dogs in heat, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're referring to here.
That's right.
And this makes me very angry. And folks, if you're not angry over this, please turn the radio off and go watch TV. Don't bother us. We don't want to talk to a bunch of wimps, a bunch of wusses. We want to talk to some men and women that have some power of the Holy Ghost in them. Now, we're going to give you phone numbers I meant to call. At least one, hopefully, ABC. Although I did email ABC, Ted, and got a form letter back. We don't have time to read all the emails I said. Call them. Yes, that's what I got back from them.
Yeah, I predicted that two weeks ago, that it was almost a waste of time to try to email or contact ABC. And then I got a call from a woman up in Canada and she told me that she had contacted the affiliate or the representative of the Good Christian Bitches in Canada and was told that hers was the very first complaint out of the entire nation of Canada. And so I revised my strategy and I said, well, we can't let that happen here in America. We're going to do our best to let the Jews in Hollywood know we are fighting mad, but we also are going to go after the sponsors. And I believe you have one of the lists that I have prepared of
sponsors.
And we have the phone numbers, we have the emails. And already I've talked to one of them today, and they say that there are lots of calls coming in. So people should be encouraged that many people, tens of thousands of people have read my articles against this outrage on truthtellers.org and Rants and elsewhere. People are taking action. It's not as many as we'd like, but there are many people who, like us, are very angry.
And folks, go to PastorButch.com. You'll find the list on there also. Just look on the headline page. You'll find the title of the movie there, the show there. And you'll find the list of sponsors there that Ted sent me that you can email or write to a phone call. I think phone call myself is more effective.
Is the best.
Yes, it is. So I would urge you tomorrow, please, that you can probably call them all one time. There's probably 15 of them, I'm guessing. I'm looking down through the list here. But you can call a couple in a day. Let's make these phones light up, these people. My goodness, I mean, I am not pro Rush Limbaugh. Believe me, I'm not. But Rush Limbaugh made one statement by one woman and lost tons of sponsors. If we don't get this going for this, then we are absolutely the most spineless people on the face of the earth. And Ted, I know this bothers you, but go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, actually, Kraft Corporation did back out last Thursday. They said that they had only received a few calls, and that was enough, according to a Kraft spokesman, for them to back out of support of the series. And that's a reminder that phone calls especially, more than faxes, more than emails, a personal phone call letting them know that you will not continue to buy their product is pretty powerful propaganda.
And folks, here I'm not going to give the phone call now. I don't have time to. You can call tomorrow and ask Lisa Form at 800-777-4403. But here's some of the sponsors: Straight Talk, Hulu Plus, Target, JCPenney, Victoria's Secret, surprise, surprise, Scrubbing Bubbles, Chef Boyardee, Pepsi, the one that uses dead baby parts in their drinks and foods. Yep, that's right. Bare Essentials, Apple iPhone, YouTube, Verizon, Subaru, Post Honey Bunch of Oats, City Thank You Card, Best Foods, Mentos, Papa Murphy's, Thomas English Muffins, and of course ABC Partners or ESPN and Disney, and all those are all linked together. Now those are the ones, folks, that you need to call tomorrow and tell them you do not appreciate them. If you're a man, call your wife a dollar bitches. And you don't appreciate them sponsoring a program that implies that all Christian ladies are female dogs in heat. Now, you call anything you want to. That's what they're saying. And they slap you in the face, and you just sit there looking at them like, well, who cares? It's kind of funny. You know, I actually had somebody send a text to my wife. Ted says, we thought the show was funny. And they're supposed to be Christians.
Yeah. I should make one clarification and correction on that list. The Papa Murphy's and the Thomas English Muffins, although they do advertise, had no knowledge of this being their sponsorship of this program. And actually, I did call Thomas Muffins today and apologize for that being on there. That has been stripped off. Again, Papa Murphy's and Thomas English Muffins is not on the current list.
Okay. Wonderful. But Ted, you've been fighting this attack on the churches, on this nation for a lot of years. I know you've been. I've heard you on the radio a lot of times discussing different issues. And I am not, folks, you can say what you want to, I'm not anti-Semitic at all. But most of ABC is owned by Jewish corporate leaders. I'm not picking on them because they're Jews. I pick on them because they're scum-sucking dogs.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, that's just as plain as I can put it. Obama's not a Jew, and he's a scum-sucking dog also. But nonetheless, it's just the way it is. But go ahead, Ted. I get angry. I don't apologize for being angry. This should make everybody angry.
Yeah. Well, I did write an article last week. It's entitled "A Good Christian Bitches Jewish hate crime against Christians. And people can read that article at truthtellers.org on our homepage. But I make a very important point, I believe, and that is that the Jewish Anti-Defamation League, of course, is the main architect of hate crimes laws worldwide. They now have about 60 nations in the world which are governed by ADL hate crimes laws. And the standard definition of a hate crime for ADL in all of these other countries except the United States, where we still have some First Amendment rights, the standard definition is that a hate crime is to hold up, to verbally hold up members of some identifiable group for hatred and contempt.
Well, there you go. Hang on through the break. Ted, we're going to break here. Hang on through the break. Don't lose that thought, okay? Folks, back at the break, your phone call the next half hour at 855-242-8824. If you're not afraid to be linked with me tonight, you can call and say hi to us.
You got a wall.
You got a wall. Yourself.
You know, folks, we in America, the church in America, I'm not blaming the leaders. I'm not blaming Congress. I'm not even blaming the local lawmakers. None of them. I'm blaming where it lies. The blame is in the church house, right behind the pulpits. In America, we have tolerated so much evil. As a matter of fact, some churches are embracing evil. They actually embrace homosexuality. They embrace abortion as being a woman's choice. A friend of mine saw a sticker the other day. Said it's not murder. It's choice. This we're seeing everywhere with compromise, and the world's going to do it, my friends. The lost are going to do it because they're the father of the devil. But those who call themselves Christians, if you're truly a believer, you can't do it. It's not even because you don't. Sometimes you may want to just give up and say, "Okay, I'll just compromise, and go along." You can't do it. Inside you, there's a power greater than you are that will not let you compromise if you are a believer. Now, there's a lot of fake believers going around talking about how much they love the Lord and how much they love Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, and how much they want to be a Christian, but they never speak up against anything. They never get angry about anything that's going on. They never take a stand. Oh, we're not supposed to judge. They don't even read the Bible to know that we are to judge. We're to judge and name names. That's in the Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament. That's our duty. If you don't read the Bible, then don't try to correct me when you don't know what you're talking about. But I appeal to those out there that are truly Christians. Let's make a difference this one time. This one time. Let's see what we can do as believers. One time. The show ABC and the perverted people that run that we will not back up on this issue. Let's try it one time. You call my, Lisa tomorrow, answer service, 800-777-4403. And get the phone numbers of the sponsors. Now, remember, the two he mentioned a minute ago, he mentioned Papa Murphy's and
Papa Murphy's
and Thomas English Muffins are not sponsors of us. They just don't worry about those. But the rest of them call. Go ahead, Ted. Let's talk. Well, I'm so sorry. I get excited about this. Go ahead.
You know, before I talk about hate crimes, the profession of being a Christian is that there is a greater power guiding your life, a greater power that has redeemed your life, a greater power which has promised to lead you into all truth and make you fearless before man and before Satan. And to have 70 million evangelicals worldwide cringing in silence now before this outrage, this re-crucifixion of their Savior Jesus Christ sends the very, very worst message to these evil perpetrators at ABC. It tells them that basically they were right in crucifying Christ 2,000 years ago. He was a fraud. He doesn't have any power. He can't redeem. He can't keep us saintly and keep us from becoming hypocrites. Instead, go ahead. Go ahead and re-crucify Jesus, and we'll stand outside. We'll look on from afar. And what you're doing, what I'm trying to do here, is to tell the world, tell these Jews at ABC that there is a risen Jesus. He is not in the grave. He has risen from the dead. He is full of power. He is coming back to judge the world, to judge evil Jewish supremacism. He's coming back as a righteous avenger, and we are going to give them a little bit of a taste of the vengeance of the Lord in our boycott right now.
Amen.
Now I mentioned that the ADL, the Jewish Anti-Defamation League, is responsible not only for our federal hate crimes law, but for hate crimes laws in 60 60 nations of the world. And the first definition of a hate crime in ADL hate law countries is that it's verbal speech, public verbal speech, against members of an identifiable group, holding them up to hatred and contempt. And in my article at Truth Tellers, which is called Good Christian Bitches, Jewish Hate Crime Against Christians, I go through the actual text of the script of Good Christian Bitches in last week's version, with very definite criteria of a hate crime, as the GCB is saying that Christian churches are full of gossip and contention, Christians are immoral, Christians are materialistic, Christians are vindictive and hypocritical and persecutive, Christians are dishonest and unethical in business, and Christians are only hypocritically reverent, and actually sinners are more decent than Christians. All of these contentions are amply revealed in this article, amply documented, showing that this whole series, all 10 weeks of it, is a massive hate crime.
Hang on through the break one more time, Ted. Hang on through the break. We'll take a phone call next half hour, folks, at 855-242-8824. I hope you're angry about this. If you're not angry, you better check your pulse. You're dead. All righty, folks, we are back and the phone lines are full, and I love that. So if you're trying to call in, the line's busy, just wait till somebody hangs up and you call in, okay? And first-time callers always go to the front of the line, and that's a fact. We want your opinion. We want your input. We are not unapproachable here at all. We do not screen the calls. If you don't believe me, ask a board op and call in. We don't care where you're from or what you want to say, as long as it's not cursing or swearing. We want you to be on the air with us. We'll be glad to talk to you. It's 855-242-8824. That's 855-24-BUTCH, for Pastor Butch, obviously. So if you want to call and talk to us, do it. And, Ted, before we go to the phone lines, anything else you want to say?
No, I think I'm ready for calls, if you have them.
Got a bunch of them. Let's get started. Let's start with Arlene in New Mexico. Arlene, welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
How are you?
Pretty good. I'm so grateful that you have brought this topic to light. Pastor Butch, I threw my television out about 25 years ago. I cannot stomach it in my home. What I am so upset about is how much power the American people have. They have no idea how much power they have if they would just unplug. If a few thousand people discontinued their TV services all at one time, the shock would be heard around the world.
You know, that's true. And TV is, it could have been used for a good tool, and maybe it was for a while, but as always, it morphs into something evil. And that was probably part of the plan, to keep the people occupied and entertained so the mind's off everything else. Obviously, that's part of the plan, Arlene.
It absolutely is, and yet the people cannot get a clue how they have, why they are so powerless, and they have the power of the dollar. Now, I'm not discouraging these phone calls or letters or whatever to these companies, because I think they will work for a while. They no longer work with the politicians. They just totally ignore it. The best you can get through a politician is maybe a knock on the door from the FBI or on a hate list. If you send a fax, they have to respond to that. But if they would only discontinue their service, even for 3 months, it would make a powerful difference.
Okay,
thank you,
good
Pastor
point.
Butch.
Good call. Thank you, sweetheart. Good call.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Mike in Connecticut. Mike, come on in.
Hey, Pastor Bush.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I got my vitamins today.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to say to the people out there, most people know the Bible, that listen to your show, and they know the truth, and but some might be having second thoughts because, like you're saying, that the Jews are behind this show and stuff. You know, those that call themselves Judeo-Christians out there and stuff. I just want to share something from Revelation. Revelation, I believe it's chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Says, and unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which is alive. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and are not, but they are the synagogue of Satan.
Yes.
So these, like you said, these people that are behind this show, obviously they're the synagogue of Satan.
Yes, they are. And as you heard me say many times, you know me, Mike, I'm not anti anyone. Anyone that's a believer in Christ is a righteous person. I'm all for them. I don't care what color they are, where they come from. And there are many Israelites, Jews, who are saved, and praise God for all of them. But those who hate Christ are doing their best to destroy his influence on this world. They have since Christ left. It's nothing new here.
Well, they're hiding behind the Jew name is what they're doing.
That's exactly right. Good call. Anything else?
No, I don't think so. Let's get behind this and try to stop this show.
All right. And you tell us how the vitamins work out, okay?
I will.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you soon. Any comments yet, Ted, before we go more calls? Anything you want to say?
Well, if we open the book of Acts, we find about 20 different persecutions of Christians inaugurated by these very Antichrist Jews, the synagogue of Satan. And unfortunately for them, according to their perspective, the Romans came and destroyed Jerusalem, and they were exiled from the nations and were unable to continue that persecution of the infant church. But now with the synagogue of Satan literally in control of the big media, especially of the United States, they are flexing their power, and they are very intent upon leading the church into persecution. In fact, if we allow them to get away with this, we are inviting even greater audacity, greater persecution from the Jewish media and the Jewish, in fact, that the hate laws, as was mentioned, the hate crimes, the Gestapos are going to be increasingly emboldened to come after Christians and mock them in an even more blatant way.
I agree. Absolutely right. Good point. Let's take Kent in West Virginia. Kent, come on in.
Yeah, of course. There's another acronym that's been around for many decades, and it's JAP, Jewish American Princess. Of course, obviously they think that the little rich Jewish girls are princesses, and they think derogatorily of Christians. But, of course, JAP is offensive to Japanese people, but I just wondered why they just don't have a television show, JABS, Jewish American Bitches. You know, it wouldn't offend the Japanese, and we could have that. Of course, that would never happen, would it?
No, it's not going to happen. Anyone is off-limits but Christians. I don't care what's Muslims or Jews or blacks or whoever it is. They're off-limits. It's Christians who are that they're attacking because the Christians were the backbone of this country.
I should mention, I do mention that JAP issue in one of my latest e-alerts. In fact, it's the one I've been referring to. And back, I think it was 2004, Borders put out a T-shirt which celebrated the Jewish American princesses, had some pictures of dollar bills and coins and purses on it, and immediately the Jewish Anti-Defamation League set up a howl and saying this was anti-Semitic, it was stereotyping Jewish women as being superficial and materialistic and so on.
Ah.
And Borders had to take down that promotion, couldn't sell those T-shirts anymore. Here we have a 10-week series absolutely trashing Christianity again and again and again. And where is the Anti-Defamation League? Where is it speaking out on behalf of Christian rights instead of just Jewish rights?
Well, see, that's the whole point. You're right. They said we trash their ladies, now they're trashing Christians. And no one's saying a word much. There's a few calling, and thank God for you that do, but not many. All right. Thanks for the call, Ken. Appreciate it. Let's go to Sean in Tennessee. Sean, come on in.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I got rid of the one-eyed monster years ago, back in 2000. That is TV service 12 years ago, cable, whatever. And with the exception of DVDs, and most of them from you and Call of Decision, and VHS homemade copies of them, I don't ever watch any live TV broadcast anymore. Haven't for 12 years. Satellite, cable, any of it. I want no part of this takeover, and Billy Graham was absolutely right on that thing I saw once. The Jews have taken over the entertainment industry, and, you know, I'm surprised. I mean, do you know what, I guess if Tex Mars is on this thing right now at all? before.
I don't know. I expect he has. I'm sure he has no intent trying to expose this, but I haven't heard anything from him.
Well, I'm sure he knows about it. Well, even the honest Polivo locally here knows about it because he's done a lot of study about this, you know.
Yes.
And also, you know, I remember watching that thing you had about David Duke, remember?
Yes.
And he was covering this extensively. You know, these people like Larry David, all them folks, they hate Christians. They absolutely hate us.
Yes, they do. All right, John, good call. We've got to move on. Call is really backed up here. Anything else? You want to have any comments so far on that, Ted?
I haven't heard anything from Tex. I hope he gets on it real soon.
I'm sure he probably will. All right. And let's see. Next in line, we have Joe in Oklahoma. Come on in, Joe.
Yeah, how are you doing tonight, Butch?
I'm doing well, Joe, but I'm a little ticked off. And mostly that the church being so quiet.
Yeah, I'm a little ticked off, too. You know, what would the Jewish woman do if, you know, Christians created a program called Good Jewish Bastard Men?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or what would the Muslims do if we created a program called, you know, Muslim Pigs?
Or we had a program, Muhammad the Bastard.
Yeah, and then the word bastard is a very applicable word to Scripture anyway.
It is. That's not a cuss word.
I mean,
but some of these little mamby-pamby, candy-coated, tinsel-veneer Christians, oh, he's cursing. No, it's in the Bible, folks. Read it for yourself. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm just angry. I'm looking at my wife right now. And my wife is not a bitch. She's not a female dog in heat. She is my one person that God has given to me to be my beautiful wife for my rest of my living days.
Amen.
And I admire her, and I love her for it. And I am just pedoed at this. And you know what I'm going to do? And I think the rest of the men, and in fact, most of you men out there listening to this program right now, if you got a problem with pink pants and white lace, turn it off. But if you got any guts about yourself and any courage, then you make up little flyers, you go to the Sunday morning worshiping churches, and stick a bunch of flyers in the window, tell people about this program along with phone numbers to call.
Okay, thanks for the call. Good point, Joe. And folks, if you call tomorrow, we'll give the numbers to call the sponsors. I promise we have them at 800-777-4403. Lisa will have them for you, so you call and get them if you want them. But I would urge you to get them. It may take you 5 minutes to write them down, maybe 10. What's more important? All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We're getting ready to go to North Carolina. I didn't catch your name. Who's in North Carolina?
Tom from North Carolina.
Tom, come on in, Tom. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. I agree with you on the political Zionists. They are a trouble, and they are in control of the Star Group, Kissinger, and the Entertainment Group.
Mm-hmm.
We also have to include, though, the ones in charge of the Jesuits, Knights of Malta, and North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, they all go together like a can of worms.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it includes all the whole gamut. And they're trying to drive us against each other, and they're doing really good between Christians, Muslims, and Jews to fight each other, while the Hindus and Buddhists, which are the New Age movement, they're setting back, pulling the strings.
Well, the evil is so profound and so complete. And about all, I mean, we have Catholics and Jews and so-called Protestant Christians leading the pack to destroy this world. We have Billy Graham's all the place. We have people out there that are doing all these things. Rick Warren. These are supposed Christians destroying this country.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head there. And Billy Graham's a 33rd degree Mason.
Yes, he is.
I know. You know, so like when I talk about this on my show, I include the whole group, and it's definitely Zionist Jews, there's no question. But the regular Jews are the ones getting targeted like they did in the early 1900s, but the political Zionist Jews are a pain
yes.
in the butt.
Well, that's the whole point. It's the common people, you and I. Right now, Afghan hates Americans. I mean, Afghans hate us for what we've done, and I don't blame them, but they blame all Americans. It really is not, we didn't do it. We our leaders did it, but quite honest with you, brother, we let our leaders do it, and that's probably why they hate
right.
us, because we kept our mouth shut for so long.
Yeah.
Can I just
come on in.
Yeah, appreciate your thoughts there, but we can't diversify this too much. There is an eye to this octopus. There are many tentacles to the octopus, but we can't start going chasing after the tentacles, chopping on the tentacles, because
right.
Octopi tentacles have a tendency to regrow, just like these various fronts do. Now, in this particular case, the villains here are very defined. Robert Iger is the head of Disney, ABC. He is doing this whole thing is with his permission, under his directive. As far as the executive producer, the main genius behind this program, it's Darren Star. He's a well-known Jewish homosexual. The producer of Good Christian Bitches is Alan Poole, also a well-known homosexual Jew. Now, the fact is, the main energy, the main specific goals, ambitions, and creative talents behind this program are 100% Jewish.
Yes. No, the Illuminati is not Jewish. The Illuminati, there's 26 families, 13 they're Italian.
But the thing is, let's just keep this contained.
On this specific issue.
Otherwise, we go kind of wild goose chasing all over the whole conspiracy gamut, and we can't do that. We have to realize that the time has come in this country that we can't blame this on the Muslims. We can't blame this on the secular humanists. We have to say it's coming from very militant, very anti-Christian sources of a Hebrew background.
The Pope, the Black Pope, is one pulling the strings. That's the guy.
I agree. He's one of them. Although I don't know that he's ahead of it, but I know he's definitely one of them.
The fallen angels are already here.
Oh, they are already here, no doubt. That's why we need to. We're talking about the GCB right now, the Good Christian Bitches. We got to narrow in the ones that's causing that. We're trying to stop it. We can't, as Ted said, we just can't shoot in every direction. Let's rifle in on the ones who've done this and try to stop this and move on to something else.
You got it. Okay, thank you.
A good call. Thanks, Don. Appreciate it. Rod Michigan. Rod, come on in.
Well, Butch, you got my blood pressure going tonight, brother.
Well, I hope so. I'm good.
Let's get right to the point of this. Arlene, you're right on. Joe, you're right on. The good book, let's go to the good book. The good book says, I will set no vile thing before mine eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's throw that darn TV out, people. Let's put a 50 cal in our hands and start cleaning house. I mean, this country has sold out, Butch.
Yeah, it
we
has.
Have sold out. The churches ain't going to work. Ted, you've been fighting this for how long now?
Probably about 30 years, since 1984.
My hat's off to you, brother, and Butch, too. You know, we have been fighting this battle with the churches. The churches have been so deceived. We're not supposed to be equally yoked to the unfruitful darknesses of this world. And the church, I've fought Disney way back when Disney was allowing queers in there. And I fight more? The church.
Yeah, the church.
I can't get people to stand up. They're watching the football game.
Yep, you're right.
And everybody says, not our church. Not our church. If you're going to a whorehouse church, a 501c3 whorehouse, you ought to have your head examined. Butch, I'm a little hard, but that's just the way it is.
That is. That's the way it is. It really is.
I love you.
Good call, Rod. Thank you. Appreciate that. Wow, people are a little fired up might not love that. Rick in Minnesota, come on in.
Man, I tell you what. I've been fighting this battle for a long time, and they've changed all the good words into dirty words. Gay now means you're homosexual.
That's right.
Marriage means you're going to get married to a man to man, or a woman to woman. When are we going to put a stop to this? And Butch, if you want to save some money, can you put the names and numbers on the website?
It's on there. It's on PastorBush.com right now. It's also on Ted's website, and I plumb forgot, truthtellers.org. It's on there also, truthtellers.org.
Okay, I don't want people burning up your phone line.
I understand, but I don't mind for this. We'll pay the bill. You know, people help with donations.
I hear you. This is beyond.
It's beyond
everything.
Vile. It's beyond wicked. Good call, Rick. Thank you. Appreciate it. Here we go.
Can I say something?
Yes, you sure can. Go ahead, Ted.
What we have to do at a time like this, again, is not kind of diversify our energies.
I agree.
We have to go after attainable goals. And it would be nice if 100 million TV sets were burned up and ABC was boycotted in that way, but that is not an attainable goal right now.
It's not going to happen this time. Hang on to the break, Ted. It's a very good thought, folks. We got to rifle this one in on this one area. Don't be shooting everywhere. Target this one area. Back at the break with the final phone calls. All right, folks, we're right jumping back in here and get a few more phone calls on. Then we'll let Ted have the last minute to wrap it up on his own. Let's go to John, Texas. John, got about 30 seconds. Come on in.
I just want to read a few verses about the crucifixion.
Okay.
You know, it says, and the governor Pilate It says, why, what evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. When Pilate said, saw that there could be, could prevail nothing, but rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just man or just person.
Right.
See ye to it. And answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children forever. So it all boils down to where, you know, it all, actually David Koresh, from what I understand, you know, the Jews were behind all the stuff in Waco.
Yeah, that I don't know about that, but I don't doubt, because they cursed themselves right there in the verse you read. And that's, I'm sorry, folks, that's Bible. They cursed themselves. Pace call, got to jump, John, thank you. Phyllis Nohai, come on in, honey. You got about 30 seconds.
I'll be quick. How can we have a Judeo-Christianity? How can we have it both ways, with a non-believer and a believer?
You can't.
And that's one of the, and that's not being anti-Semitic. We're supposed to witness for Christ to anybody who's a non-believer.
That's right.
No matter who they are.
That's
Am I
exactly right?
Right.
You're right. You're right. Good point. Thanks for the call, Mom. Good talking to you.
Okay.
Let's go to Rick in Texas. Rick, about 30 seconds or less. Got to hurry.
You hit the nail on the head, and this same group is behind all the illegal immigration into the United States, Canada, Australia, and Western Europe, trying to bring down the European-descended peoples.
They've done a multiculturalism.
In 1962, we had 92% white with all the minority groups. We're now below 70%.
Yep, that's a fact.
And the Jewish groups were the ones that brought them in. They got Ted Kennedy to change the law in 1965.
Okay. Let's get another call.
God
Rick in Texas. Okay, Rick. Yeah, that was Rick. Sound like Ted talking. Good call, Rick. Thank you. Janice, Michigan, about 30 seconds.
Hello, is this me?
That's you. Better hurry.
Hi. There was a program about 3 or 4 years ago on regular TV. I can't remember if it was ABC, but it was called Daniel. I don't know if anybody
remembers Daniel.
It.
Book of Daniel.
Yeah, and it was very blasphemous. And it was a lesbian daughter of the guy named Jesus or something. Anyway, I was very offended by it. I wasn't watching TV, but I watched 10 minutes of it, and I couldn't stand it. But the reason that program got off the air in 6 weeks or less is because people called their local ABC or their local TV stations and complained, and also they called in New York and all the distributors, and they got that off the air without
yes.
having to deal with the sponsors. And I'm a Jewish Christian, and I'm proud of it. And I witnessed to the Jews about Jesus, because that was Jesus was a
That's
Jew.
That's what we have to do.
And I don't like the Jew bashing very much. And
I understand
that. There's the gays.
Well,
Janice,
for all the time, take about 20 seconds. Tell me what you want to say here. About a little less than a minute. Go ahead.
Yes, people should come to truthtellers.org. We have the corrected list there. Papa Murphy's and Thomas Muffins, while they do advertise on ABC, we're not directly sponsoring this program. So you get the corrected list, and I hope you could put that corrected one up, too. But we have lots of articles. We have about 5 articles now on this controversy. Come to truthtellers.org and let us educate you a little more.
Okay. Ted Pike, thank you for your stand and for your fight. As usual, we appreciate you, and I promise you we'll do our best to hold our end up over here, okay?
Thank you.
Good call, Ted. Thank you. Folks, we do care. We're not bashing anybody. We love everyone. Yes, I tell the truth about homosexuals. I tell the truth about Protestant liars and thieves and everything. I tell all. It's not bashing. It's telling the truth. Let's just tell like it is. We do love you, and I mean that. Hope you're back with us tomorrow night. You have a wonderful day tomorrow, and join us in the battle. Call our number and get these sponsors' name. Give them a call. Good night.